Back to more Dennis Stuckey on Information 1380 WPHM.
All right, you may vaguely remember the voice of our next guest. He used to be a regular. Now he doesn't call. He doesn't write. We don't hear from him. Paul Costanzo has abandoned us, but we tracked him down today. There's stuff going on at SC4 that we want everybody to know about. I know this is near and dear to your heart, Paul, adding wrestling to the college sports menu.
Yeah, that was a fun press release to send out, for sure. When I started here about a year and a half ago, Pete Lacey, who's the vice president of student services, had mentioned that, you know, this could be a possibility. He thought that we could add wrestling here at SC4 because I think he knew I'd be excited about it. And sure enough, it was able to happen. And it's great. I mean, it's going to be a great thing for us and for the wrestling community for sure.
Now, I know these things because you covered wrestling for the paper. And a couple of years ago at the high school level, this was really starting to take off. Richmond had always had a solid program, which meant everybody in the BWAC had to get good or they're going to get crushed all the time. St. Clair was starting a really solid program. Northern was strong. So we know that there is interest at the high school level, so we know that there's a pool of talent out there for the college to go after.
Yeah, there is. And, I mean, in the past few years, I mean, Marysville was undefeated and a state semifinalist before losing to the eventual Division II champion Lowell this year. Croswell-Lexington has turned into a very, very strong program in Division III, at a state champion this year. So there are a lot of really good wrestling programs in the area and a lot of really good individual wrestlers as well. And not just in the Blue Water area, but Southeastern Michigan and the Thumb in general. I mean, it's a bit of a wrestling hotbed, and we're excited to be able to tap into that.
To really have the program to be competitive, Paul, about how many kids do you think you'll need to come out for this program?
I mean, I think you're going to want to have at least 20 because that gives you two at each weight class. So, I mean, you have drill partners there that are at the same weight. You have, obviously, somebody there if a wrestler were to get hurt. And just, you know, pushing general competition every day for the starting spot. So that would be great. And I don't know, it's, you know, middle to end of April now. So I don't know if there will be 20 when we start the season. But at the same time, I know that there are not a ton of opportunities for wrestlers after high school. And a lot of the opportunities that there are far away from here. And they're definitely not as expensive as SC4 is. So who knows? I mean, I might be surprised. And if we get the right coach on board, then I do. I think there's an opportunity to bring in a good-sized team and a competitive team fairly early.
And that is the, I guess, goal number one. The search is on for a coach. I know you can't give me names or anything like that, but are there any early prospects on the board, or is this just really getting off the ground right now?
I mean, it really is just getting off the ground. But, I mean, since we sent out that release, and really just this kind of chatter has come up around it, I've had people contact me, you know, wondering when the job would be posted, wondering, you know, different details about it, that sort of thing. So there is interest already. You know, I think that hopefully, you know, once that job gets posted, we get some good candidates who apply for it, and we can get through the interview process. Because we want to do it quickly, but we also want to make sure we, you know, hire the right person. Because, like I said, if you have the right person, this program, I think, can take off quickly. So that's the most important thing for us right now, is making sure that the right person is in place. And I think we're going to have a good pool of candidates to choose from.
Yeah, there's certainly, I think, a lot of qualified people in the area. How about you? Going to throw your hat in the ring there?
Nope, I'm not going to do that.
Soccer was enough for you, huh?
So, yeah, coaching 5 and under soccer was all I could handle. So, yeah, I'm gonna stay away from coaching. But it's gonna be exciting to see, because I'm sure that as the names come in, I'm gonna be familiar with a lot of them. And you know, if they ask for my input, I don't know if they will, but if they do, I'll be glad to give it. But I am not going to get on the mat and actually start coaching anybody.
and for anybody who wonders out there, SC4, who are we going to play against? Who else has wrestling? Actually, quite a few teams that are in the leagues that SC4 play in have programs.
Well, yeah, Muskegon Community College at the moment is the only other varsity program in Michigan, but Ancilla College is an MCCAA school program, a varsity program. Henry Ford's program, it's been said for a couple of years that they're going to move it from club to varsity, so that should be happening. And then Mott has a club program that's very strong. They've had several NWCA, which is the National Club Federation. They've had several national champions. So, and there are opportunities to compete. And the beauty of wrestling is that, we can take our junior college wrestlers to the Michigan State Open, the Eastern Michigan Open, events like that, where they could get a chance to see Division I wrestlers, and not just get to say meet with them, but compete against them. And so there will be opportunities for sure for wrestlers at SC4 to compete, not only quite a bit throughout the season, but against some really quality competition.
Sounds like some good stuff. What else is going on? I know baseball, softball season is here, and what else have we got going at the college these days?
Well, baseball, softball season, it's finally started to dry up a little bit, and they've been able to get out and play games, so that's good. So there's that. And then for us, I know Coach Chris Huss has been very, very, very active recruiting. Seems like every other day you see some other signing that he's had. And then Dale Voss, too, has signed quite a few players recently to letters of intent. So it never ends. You know, athletics at the college level never end, even if you're not in season. So everybody's always staying busy. And then, of course, we're working on phase two of the field house as well, and that extra set of bleachers to take us from about 1,500 seats to about room for 2,000. So a lot of exciting things going on in SC4 athletics.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to talk to you when it was going on or since it's happened, but how did the basketball tournament go? What was the overall reaction? Did people like coming in and playing at the facility?
They loved it. We've really had rave reviews about it, and you know, it's such a nice facility, and we put a lot of time into that. There was a lot of planning into, you know, not just making sure that the games went off, but making sure that the players had the right experience. They had a national tournament level experience when they came here, that the fans were treated to that as well. And by all accounts, people left here feeling like that's what they got. And the response to the actual field house was amazing as well. So people were really excited about it. And, we're going to get a chance, of course, to do it again next year. So we'll look at what worked and what didn't, although there wasn't much that didn't work, and we will do it again.
All right, good stuff. Good to talk to you. You know, it's been so long since I've talked to you. The kids are probably, what, in college now?
Yeah. They think they are. Yeah, they think they are.
Good stuff. All right. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot, and don't be such a stranger.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
All right. Paul Costanzo from SC4. Yeah, wrestling program coming to SC4. And again, they are looking for a coach. Go to www.sc4.edu/jobs if you have interest. That's sc4.edu/jobs if you've got information. And if you're a wrestler looking to get involved in the program, maybe you wrestle and you're going to go to SC4, you can call the athletic department and kind of get your name in there at 810-989-5670. That's 989-5670 to get in touch with the folks over at the SC4 Athletic Department. Wrestling coming to the Skipper's group of sports teams. All right, we will take a break here, and then we'll come back and wrap up hour number one of the program. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show. We're here till 5 o'clock today, and again on Friday from 3 until 5 here on WPHM.